Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to provide us with a little support in remembering that we're so absolutely blessed, each one of us, with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, to come to a point and place where we are just celebrating our living and loving, because love is the fulfillment of the law. And what we are seeing as war and poverty and starvation and all kinds of things is really an impoverishment of the spirit of love, the fulfillment of love, the knowing of love, the celebration in love, with love, in knowing that love is that which holds us all in our own degrees of harmony. All the planets and realms within the very existence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. But our understanding and understanding right now is to care, to be standing absolutely in love, with love, with all of life itself. Because love is a power and a force. It's not just an emotion. It's not just something that you do with one or some special people. It's how you stand in relationship to the wholeness of all there is as existence itself. And because we have been socialized to be out of alignment with the truth of ourselves and been fed that which undermines our cellular functioning, then it's hard to really understand how powerful love is when we are working against ourselves. It's hard to understand the oneness of existence beyond all degrees of divisiveness of race, creed, color, religion, sex, nation, gender preference, and all of those things that give us the illusion of being so different and not being worthy, and other ones being more worthy and of others than others. And so we're in a now moment where we have to kind of erase all of that to get to the oneness, that there is one absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts, that is breathing us, that has gifted us so much of itself. And so I am always reminding us that we're dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that there is nowhere we are where it is not. And for all of the places that we exist upon the planet and beyond, all space is filled with the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is the true wealth and that which is causation, that which is the initiation of everything. And so as we become single-minded and single-purposed, in loving with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, to come to a place and space where we lift our voice and call forth the triumph of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as the reality of our lives and that which guides us daily. And that we'll dwell there and share our commitment unto that, which gives us the greatest degree of opportunity for harmonization, for success, for healing, for wholeness, for successful business, for victory and triumph over every situation and circumstance and condition. To know that the challenges that we face are challenges to rise, challenges to become ever more intensely intentional in being completely cleared of our resentments and anger and frustration. Challenges to have us in a place where we become forgiving and consciously care to be in right standing and alignment with the divinity of our being, with the divinity of all being. And to know that where we are as a global humanity requires us to care to do that which is our part in consciously caring to be whole, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And to be in a place where we are unfolding in a conscious care and cultivation of the truth of ourselves. And knowing that we'll never have anything greater than ourselves, and real wealth is based upon the cultivation of the divinity of our own being directly, and the activation of our talents, our skills, our abilities, and our application to the wholeness of life itself. And to come to a place in space where, because we are in and under the influences of a death culture, that we become intensely intentional in exalting a full effort in living, loving, honoring, celebrating, rejoicing, facilitating, uplifting, enhancing, enriching, blessing, adding unto, consciously caring to walk in the fullness of the truth of ourselves to the glory of the lineages that we represent. And to understand that it is the reconciliation and the harmonization, the restoration of who we are as a humanity of people, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that lays foundation for the true harmony and the true progression of us. And to know that high ethic and high morality and being in a place and space where we're able to really dwell in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence is that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To embrace it with each and every beat of our heart, it has gifted us, it's giving to us. It's committed itself to absolutely everything and everyone everywhere. And to be in a place where we are not committed to it and not committed to ourselves is to create suffering and pain and disconnect. And so it matters what we're living for. It matters how we're walking. It matters that we care to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment, in facilitating our own progression. There are those who feel as though money is the answer to all of their problems. And the more money we have, the less problems we have. And that may be true to some extent, but it's not true to the fullness of what we're purposed to do upon the planet in terms of why we're even here. Because we will not be able to take the money with us. And it's definitely known that there was a time to come and there will be a time to leave. And in the midst of that, between the time of the entering of the spirit and the exiting of the spirit, we have that period of life called respiriting, that's breathing, taking in of the very life force of existence itself with each and every breath. And as we are literally reverencing, worshiping, honoring, loving, exalting with each and every breath, We have the opportunity to be harmonized with the fullness of ourselves, to come under the auspices of the functioning of our souls, to be in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, and to come to that place and space where our lives have true value and substance and meaning and significance while we're on the planet. And everywhere that each of us is, as we are anchoring love within the very fabric of our own being, and knowing that love is the victory and love is the triumph, and to become radiant in it, to become brilliant in it, to become to a point where it's oozing all around and about us in the celebration of our living, in the exaltation of a full effort and a full life's urge, to know that as we're progressing, as we're maturing, we should be ever more focused, ever more deliberate in our efforts to master ourselves, our thoughts, our capacity for imaging, to get to a place and space where we are intensely intentional in living our best lives and loving fully and knowing that whatever it is that we truly have need for and desire for, we can have it, but we have to learn how to create and how to maintain and sustain ourselves in the process. But to know that working ourselves to death is not destiny. Being in a place and space where we are hung up and resentful and angry and teed off and all of this blocks our blessings. And coming to a place where we can relax enough in living because we are aware of the inherent wealth that there is in just being directly, to transcend and get beyond all of the programming of men and whatnot in a system of capitalization where we have been socialized to feel as though it is okay to capitalize off of the detriment of other ones. And we don't see the real fullness of that. And we see that after all of the things that people have gone through for all of these generations, that there is no real prosperity at all in undermining other ones. There's no prosperity in undermining oneself. There's no prosperity in thinking that you can go into other people's places, other people's lands, and subjugate and dominate and violate and extract and do all of these things and not have regard or respect for Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creatures. That there is order and there is law. And to spend one's life focused on man's law and ignoring the laws of existence is to come away short. Because it is in the mastery of the laws of life and the mastery of the laws of our being that we have the true benefit of being in the integrity of the wealth of ourselves, being in integrity of being in a place and space where we can be re-enthroned in the temples of the living gods and goddesses, to come to a point and place where we walk in the mindset of not just royalty, but divinity. And it's very difficult to feel divine. Divine as you actually are in truth, when the place where you live is cluttered with all manners of stuff and things and organisms and parasites and fungus and bacteria and chemicals and all of this stuff that is going on in the bloodstream, in the body, in the tissues, in the organs, and in the glands of these body temples that should be radiant and brilliant. As the temples for the living gods and goddesses upon this realm, upon this planet, in this realm of eternity. And as we consciously care to resume our true nature, to come to a point and place where we are letting go of the sinfulness, the thought of being sinful as our nature. That our true nature is love, our true nature is harmony, our true nature is godliness and righteousness. And to come to a point and place where we're all right with that, that we're all right with being right, we are all right with perfecting ourselves, we are no longer saying, well, nobody's perfect, I'm not perfect, but perfection is an inherent part of existence. And our caring to be in a place and space where it matters to us to be perfected in existence. And the perfection is not about not making mistakes. The perfection is about our alignment with that which is perfect, which is life itself, the laws itself, and how it works, and how we think, and how we are applying the lessons that we're learning, and how we're learning from the relationships that we have, from the examples of others who come into our lives, those who we come face to face with. We are immersed in on a planet that has billions of people. And you will not interface with all of these ones. So the ones that we interface with, those are the ones that we pay attention to. And for whenever you have prayed and asked and knocked and sought, then pay attention to who and what shows up. Pay attention to those inspirations that you get, those urgings. Be in a place and space where you're listening. That you are caring. To be all that you are, to develop and cultivate and consciously walk and stand and live as one of the most gifted and blessed and creative and dynamic and unique and special and awesome. And loving and considerate and respectful and appreciative. Immortals upon the planet. And as we are realizing that we do get what we ask for because we set the intention for it and we become radiant with the thought of it, and as we're able to get and step into the feeling of having it and calling it and giving thanks for it, then we're creating. We should be creating heaven on earth. We should be creating a healing place and space wherever we are because there is need for it. We should come to a point and place where we realize that as we care for ourselves, we're blessed even more because we'll never have anything greater than ourselves. And if we misuse ourselves, if we abuse ourselves, if we undermine ourselves, it really is nothing that money can do for us because it will never replace you. And so we are encouraging you to realize that the eye that sees in you truly has come here and should leave here. We're in the midst of the presence of this absolute and supreme reality that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that which is the spirit that dwells in these body temples is of it. And we should be under its authority and under its auspices. We should be guided and acknowledging that this is where and to whom we truly belong. This is the first marriage. This is the first real love affair that we have opportunity to create once we leave our parents. And once we realize that we've loved and we've lost and that wasn't love, understanding coming to a point of maturity where we really care to experience the richness and the wealth of being, then love has to be an essential part of it. Love that is liberating, freeing, uplifting, enhancing, enriching. Love that is cultivating, disciplining, honoring. When people say, well, I don't worship anybody, and there's only one thing that I worship, or God is the only one I worship, and I'm saying, well, God is all there is. So, you know, to worship means to really love. To worship means to really have respect for. To worship means to give attention to and adoration and devotion and loyalty and whatnot. And we do this when we love. We do this for our children. We do this for our babies. We do this. You understand? So I'm just saying is that to be reverencing and worshiping the all that is the evidence of our love for the all that is. But we cannot exclude the animals from that. We can't exclude the insects from that. We can't exclude people because of their issues from that. The divisiveness is an agenda of disempowerment. The racism, the sexism, the homophobia, all of the isms. None of them are greater than the wholeness. Than the fullness, than the allness that we are all immersed in, that we all have been gifted and blessed by. And so when we're facing anything, any condition, any situation, any need, then we have to get still and remember that we are absolutely immersed in that which is absolute, absolute wealth, absolute richness. We don't get anything greater than that which already is. And the capacity that we have to harmonize with it, to consider it, to contemplate it, to meditate with it, to be completely present as a point of presence in it, with it, so that we are aware of the gift of divinity, the gift of spirit, the gift of light, the gift of our creative imaginations, the gift of our faith, the gift of our enthusiasm and our zealousness and our ability to laugh and sing and dance and rejoice and give thanks and be grateful and be in a place and space where we are trusting, fully faithful, and knowing. So whatever it is that you really have desire for in terms of your own healing, in terms of your need, then see it, claim it, give thanks for it, feel good about it. Do that which is truly in your best interest. And come to a place where you refuse to do that which does not honor you, that undermines you. Being is the issue. Say to be or not to be. And people cannot conceive of not being, but the issue is that when you have no commitment to the laws of existence, and you undermine that which is causation, that which is gift, that which is life, that which constitutes the essence of who and what you really are. It's very difficult to undermine ourselves consistently over time and not have consequences that are uncomfortable, that lead to suffering and pain, fear, disdain, and even in light of it, we must learn how to forgive ourselves and how to realign ourselves and how to cleanse ourselves and purify ourselves and step into the truth of ourselves. The truth that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is absolutely supreme and completely intelligent. Intelligent enough not to undermine itself, intelligent enough not to exalt itself over here by oppressing itself over there. There's only one self. And whatever hue of people we are and whatever form we may take as intelligences of existence, the key to our now moment is understanding that we are present within that which is love, in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We are present as these points of its presence. And the more loving we are, the more forgiving we are, the more compassionate we are, the more caring we are, the more diligent and persistent we are in clearing and cleansing and purifying our bodies as the temple for the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, then the more success we truly have in this life. And when it come time to leave, we would have left and not died. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening, this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I am the producer and host of the Meeting of the Inner Circle. And every time I come to these airways, I'm so grateful and so thankful. I consider it a blessing, a privilege, duty, obligation, and responsibility to remind us of how absolutely blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, and to have us realize that in this now moment, with everything going on in this now moment, everywhere, you and I and all of those who have a beating heart and all of those who are breathing have opportunity to circumvent some of the devastation that is coming, that we're in the midst of. And for those who've been listening to my program over the last 20 years, I have been encouraging us to consciously care, to get into as much light as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can, because it's necessary. As a result of there being a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, that has been in full effect for quite some time. And our caring to be able to respond correctly and directly to it. Knowing that there is absolute order in existence. There's absolute law that governs existence. And being lawless and being violators of the law, ignoring that there is law, being deliberately, intensely intentional, and being reckless in ignoring the responsibility, duty, and obligation that we have as stewards of the earth to be mindful of our influence and our impact and our effect on the earth. And so, as Mother Earth is an intelligent being in and of herself, who is hostess for all other intelligent beings, and that we are immersed in the reality of eternity already, and that there is no evil that exists outside of the hearts and the minds of people. And so, therefore, our correct response to being warred against, our correct response to there being a call for our global resurrection is to care enough to be mindful of how we're living on a daily basis, and to understand that those of us who are in this on this North American continent, who are the ones who are at some degree benefiting, so we may think, from the marginalization and the disenfranchisement and the enslavement of the rest of the world, who are bringing forward the gold, the oil, the diamonds, the rubies, the gemstones, the bauxite, the bananas, the rubber, the copper, the coffee, the cocoa, the cacao, and all of the other things, the sugar, and all of the other commodities and raw goods that are necessary to produce all of the things that we love and are addicted to, that we have now to come to a place and space where we care to be, where we care to truly be, because we risk our lives here as a result of being careless, mindless, thoughtless, and being massive consumers and working on behalf of those corporate deities of death who are negatively impacting everything and everybody. We have to realize that there are no demons that exist except for that which exists within the hearts and the minds and the bodies of the people. That life itself is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and the earth suspended in all of that, that is absolute law and order, that when you are on a planet and when the planet is populous by devastated people, then devastation is surely to follow. Being in a place where there has been so much drilling, so much bombing, so much marginalization, so much deforestation, so much pollution, so much carelessness, so much rape and violation, then know that there is justice in existence. And though we may be emotionally attached to all of our loved ones who are wherever they are on the planet, who may be even more impacted and affected by the earth changes and whatnot, then we have to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we are changing, that we are harmonizing with the will of existence and the laws of existence, and doing that which is necessary to qualify our lives for continuance in existence as a result of being under the auspices of those who are proving that they have the rights to be discontinued in existence as a result of being blatant violators, the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, death, as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. We are no longer able to really get away with anything, as if nobody really ever gets away with anything. It just takes a little while, but I guarantee you that the earth has not forgotten. And the blood that screams from the earth is not allowing the spirit worlds to forget the violations against her creatures and her soils and the populaces of the people and the marginalization and the disenfranchisement and the degradation and the murder and the slaughter of our indigenous families and our aboriginal families and our African families and all of those who are lost. In the middle passage, we are in a now moment where we get an opportunity to see that there is justice. And there is peace, and there is no way in hell that those ones who continue to perpetuate sickness, illness, and disease, those ones who continue to perpetuate all manners of violence and whatnot against other ones can truly prosper. There is no prosperity in being out of alignment with the laws that govern us. And we may think that there's some prosperity. We may think that because we can participate with this and participate with that and have all kinds of money coming in, that there is some real prosperity in it, when we have not light enough and wisdom enough to know how to properly align ourselves so that we are able to exert a full effort in our living, to exert a full effort in loving, exert a full effort in our consciously caring, to raise completely up in a now moment that allows us to do so, because we have so much access to so much that is beneficial to us as the beneficiaries of all of the intellectual properties, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the gifts, the sacrifices of all of those whose names we could never know, and for all of those who we have direct access to their writings. And all of that that we have inherited behooves us to come to a point and place where it matters to us, the generational influence that we should have upon this planet, particularly those of us who are here on this North American continent, those of us who have so much opportunity, so much access to so much money, so much education, so much of every other thing. We are in need of so much more light, so much more love, so much more wisdom, so much more peace and poise and empowerment, so that we are truly impacting and influencing everything towards the greater good. And knowing that in this now moment, the exaltation of the divine feminine is a necessity, the reinstatement of the true essence of what it is to be men and what it is to be women, the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages, that we need to heed the call to rise and to know that our resurrection, our rising, our heeding the call requires us to really take responsibility for consciously caring to be cleared of the violations charged upon our own spirits as a result of our travails upon the path of adulteration. Dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation, being in a place and space where we are cleansed from our sinfulness, our lawlessness, our disobedience, and not caring to be correct. And to know that we can be and accept correction as we care to forgive ourselves and to no longer poison ourselves in inebriating, intoxicating, and violating ourselves. When you are realizing that you're being warred against, then your first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine yourselves. And your second line of defense is to do everything you possibly can to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself, of which the earth is as big as the period at the end of a sentence. Within this universe, and to not care. To do everything we possibly can to be reinstated in the integrity of our divinity means that there's no real wealth we could truly ever have at the detriment of ourselves. Eating ourselves to death, screwing ourselves to death, feeling entitled to do whatever the hell we want to do because we've got to die from something anyway. And I'm saying, let it not be stupidity. Let it not be because we just refuse to accept that there's a right way to live. But then to want to be held with some degree of respect. And we have seen the programming that there has been towards marginalizing and criminalizing those of us who are melanin-dominated people, particularly African men, African-American men, and those who want to be considered as men. And so under the initiative of those who are functioning as the forces of Satan, the deceivers, the wolves in sheep's clothing, those who are functioning as the Luciferians, the selfish and greedy ones who vied for selection and election to whatever political offices and whatnot as if they had somebody's best interests at heart. And those who are the devils themselves, those whose products and businesses undermine the cellular functioning of everybody, particularly children and elders. To know that we cannot work and continue to work and labor in the name of and for these companies, the corporate deities of death, the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar industries, who are the foundation of the enslavement and the disenfranchisement of Native and Indigenous people and the toxicity of the earth, who've come through and bulldozed and burned and set things afire and causing all manners of imbalances, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, ecological. And we want to hold these ones offensive and guilty, but then you want to work on their behalf and then you want to ingest all of their toxicity. The flesh of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and fish and lobster and crab and mussels and all of these other ones that have to rot in your body temple, causing all manners of disease through the decay and decomposition and the proliferation of maggots and organisms in the body because the maggots and the organisms are in the flesh. And for whatever irradiation that they do and all of the permeation and penetration of all of the nitrates and nitrites and preservatives and whatnot, the cells of your being, your brain, your pineal gland, your organs, your gallbladder, your prostate and whatnot, filling with all of these toxins. And then you continue and continue and continue to gorge yourselves on all manners of filth. There's no way that a slaughterhouse could be a clean place. Nor that the products that are coming out of the slaughterhouses could be true food for those who are truly human. And so it's necessary for us to get to the root of the issues, because there's no way that we can continue to be supporting the violation and devastations of billions and billions of creatures and then think that there's some salvation and protection that we deserve upon the planet as she is shaking, quivering, quaking, flooding, the fires are burning. The waters are warming, the ice is melting, the earth is shifting. We are in a now moment where we must realize that there is a power that we have when we will align ourselves with the forces of existence, the intelligence of existence. But we have to be integritous with the order and the law of existence. And the fulfillment of that law is love. And because we have been fed the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and then have been socialized and culturalized to be in a place place where inebriation, intoxication, and all of this is preferred, that you can't live, you can't party, you can't do anything except you be inebriated and intoxicated. Distracted with all manners of ball games, the gladiator sports, where you sign off on men owning other men, the competition. Being impacted and affected by the thought and the cultures of the dead coming out of Greece and Rome and Germany. Setting brother against brother, father against son, man against woman, woman against children. We're in a place and space where we have to come to order if we care to live. And if you don't care to live, then understand that you should at least be preparing to die. And not just killing yourself. And then one day the stroke will happen and the heart attacks and all of this, and then you've not prepared. And so being on the path of adulteration is being on the path of death. And the only way to get off of it is to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected. Being in a place and space where you realize that as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, dwelling on a planet that is already in the realm of eternity, that we should not be dying at all. And that death is a program. Just like being capitalistic is a program. Being American is a program. And with all of the programs running concurrently, it matters that we are realizing that this realm in which we're living is still the realm of corporeality, still the realm of temporality, still the realm of that which is ever-changing, although we are immersed at the same time in the realm of the eternal. And that which beats our hearts and breathes us has given us the capacity to align ourselves with its will and its way, given us so much of itself that we don't have to wait in line to get ours, that we are these points of its own very presence, dwelling in the reality of its presence as intelligences of existence, and to know that intelligence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it doesn't die and it doesn't get sick. We have to be realigned in the truth of ourselves. We have to care to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity, care to really exalt a full effort and a full life's urge, care to be cleared and cleansed, care to be caring and loving and sharing and generous, care to cultivate the wealth of ourselves, care to be in a place and space where we understand that love is a frequency, love is a power, love is that which is being called forward, it to be activated in all of our lives everywhere that we are. And there are those businesses that are just for business, they're just for profit, they have no love and no light and no care except for that which is their bottom line. And understand that there is absolute law that governs, and there's no way to truly prosper indefinitely when you are lawless, careless, mindless, thoughtless. And to multiply that carelessness and mindlessness and thoughtlessness times millions of people, billions of people, then understand that destiny, for some, is really meeting a tragic date with fate. And we have to realize that the enslavement of African families, the disenfranchisement and the marginalization and the violation of all of our indigenous families, our aboriginal families, that this is not something that you can just get over. something that time has gotten forgotten. To be the sowers of the seeds of divisiveness and death and competition and violation means that you will meet a tragic date with fate. It's not rocket science. It's law. And so for those of us who care, let us care enough to accept correction. Let us care enough to clear ourselves so that we are not living the rest of our lives degenerating, living the rest of our lives losing our minds in dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and all other neurological issues because the brain is so concentrated and saturated with all manners of chemicals and nitrates and nitrites and hormones and preservatives from the breakfast cereals and stuff that we used to eat as a children, the bologna and the sausage and the hot dogs and the hamburgers and all of this stuff. Understand that the corporate deities of death, regardless of how warm and fuzzy feeling you get from how having been in those places, whether the McDonald's or the Burger King's or the Chuck E. Cheese's or all of this, understand that there is no prosperity that we can really have at the detriment of other ones. Because there is only one. The intelligence of existence that has created itself and gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, and whatever manipulations that men have done in science or in agriculture or in the laboratories and all of these things that they've created, there is still intelligence and there is still law. And our consciously caring to be freed from sickness, illness, and disease, despair, degradation, depression, violation, and all of that. This is what we have to grab hold to now. Because the cleaner we are, the clearer we are, the more we are truly oxygenated and hydrated and mineralized and alkalized to reverse all issues that have crystallized in our tissues as arthritis and rheumatism and diabetes and obesity and gout and all of these things. You don't have to keep those things. You can release that. Let it go. In order for us to be a restored people, we have to be realigned and attuned to who we are and what we are as intelligences of existence, and to know that to be made in the image and likeness of God means that we should be without the flesh of dead animals rotting in our body temples. And there are very few, if any, people who do not acknowledge that there is supreme being, that there is guiding forces, that there is that which is called God. It's just that a lot of people don't realize that this is who we were born to be, to become. Gods and goddesses, those who take responsibility for creating heaven on earth, those who take responsibility for healing, creating wholeness, bringing peace and poise. Those who will stand and acknowledge the faculties that they've been given to truly activate and facilitate the harmonization of all of their faculties towards one objective and one purpose, which is to exalt life and to become one with all there is, and to know that there is no separation between us, so that which we do unto others shall be done unto us, so that we should be in a place and space where we are consciously caring to be a blessing, consciously caring to free and liberate Mother Earth, Mother Nature, from being violated and tormented by those who have no real love or light. Their only thing is just profit, and they refuse to acknowledge their error. This is how stupid a people we're dealing with. Regardless of how they dress and how much money they think they have, there is no wealth when you are completely stupid. To think that there is some prosperity at the detriment of other ones. The entrapment, the incarceration, the violation, the murder, that you can truly prosper We're in a now moment that is requiring us to care to raise completely up. In honor of those ones who could not. In honor of all of those who were lost in the middle passage, and in honor of all of those who fell victim to the diseases that came with a Western expansion and Europeans coming onto this side of the world, we are in a now moment where we have the realization and the revelation of there being duty, obligation, and responsibility to not be participating with an initiative that is our own demise. We have to be in a place where we have our own best interests and we have the best interests of our wholeness at heart. Because there is no way that we can follow those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth, no care, and feed the way that they feed and have the habits that they have and truly be a wealthy people, regardless of what the digits may say in your bank accounts. But to know that the true wealth of our now moment is being harmonized in the light of supreme intelligence, to be able to tap into the infinity of possibilities to bring answer to the questions and solutions to the problem and healing and wholeness to the planet, to the people, to the creatures, and to our lineages. You're being called to rise. You're being called to care. You're being called to cleanse so that your body is being restored as a temple of the true and living gods and goddesses whose purpose in being is to be purposed on behalf of all being in the reinstatement of manhood and womanhood in the resurrection of a fallen humanity on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, eternal laws, and the eternal government. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.